Good morning and welcome. Alleluia, Christ is risen. Plain and simple is the title of today's sermon given by the Reverend Christopher S. Johnson in this morning's worship service, coming to you from Zion Lutheran Church in downtown Wausau, Wisconsin. The presiding pastor is the Reverend Dr. Stephen K. Jurdy. During this holy season of Easter, we invite you to join us in praising God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit through this worship service. The organist is Cantor Irene Beathy. The clarinet is played by Dan McGuire. The choir is the Zion Sunday School Choir. The vocalist is Cindy Reuter, Carol Rich, and Betsy Utek. The lector is Landis Holdorf. This Sunday's broadcast is sponsored by Donna Miller in honor and thanksgiving for all mothers and in celebration of her 84th birthday on May 11th. The service begins as the pastors and crucifers process into the sanctuary during the hymn, Christ the Lord is Risen Today, Alleluia, hymn number 463 in the Lutheran Service Book.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. us pray to the Lord. For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
Same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The first reading for the fourth Sunday of Easter is from Acts chapter 20. Now from Miletus, Paul sent to Ephesus and called the elders of the church to come to him. And when they came, he said to them, "You yourselves know how I lived among you the whole time from the first day I set foot in Asia, serving the Lord with all humility and with tears and with trials that happened to me through the plots of the Jews. Oh, I did not shrink from declaring to you anything that was profitable, in teaching you in public and from house to house, testifying both to Jews and to Greeks of repentance towards God and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. Now behold, I am going to Jerusalem, constrained by the Spirit, not knowing what will happen to me there, except that the Holy Spirit testifies to me in every city that imprisonment and afflictions await me. But I do not count my life of any value, or as precious to myself, if only I may finish my course and the ministry that I received from the Lord Jesus to testify to the gospel of the grace of God. And now behold, I know that none of you among whom I have gone about proclaiming the kingdom will see my face again. Therefore, I testify to you this day that I am innocent of all the blood of you, for I did not shrink from declaring to you the whole counsel of God. Pay careful attention to yourselves and to all the flock in which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to care for the church of God, which he obtained with his own blood. I know that after my departure, fierce wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock, and from among your own selves will arise men speaking twisted things to draw away the disciples after them. Therefore, be alert, remembering that for 3 years I did not cease night or day to admonish everyone with tears. And now I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you inheritance among all those who are sanctified. I coveted no one's silver or gold or apparel, for yourselves know that with these hands ministered to my necessities and to those who were with me. In all things I have shown you that by working hard in this way, we must help the weak and remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he himself said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Psalm 23.
The epistle is from the Revelation to St. John, chapter 7. After this I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes, with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God, who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb." And all the angels were standing around the throne, and the elders, and the four living creatures. And they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, "Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these clothed in white robes, and from where have they come?" I said to him, "Sir, you know." And he said to me, "These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will shelter them with his presence. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. The sun shall not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I am the good shepherd. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 10th chapter. At that time, the feast of dedication took place at Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was walking in the temple in the colonnade of Solomon. So the Jews gathered around him and said to him, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly." Jesus answered them, "I told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name bear witness about me, but you do not believe because you are not part of my flock. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand. I and the Father are one." The Gospel of the Lord. Let us confess the faith with one heart.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of His Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom
In response to the word of God, the congregation sings the hymn, "The King of My Shepherd Is," number 709 in the Lutheran Service Book.
Thank you. Grace and peace to you from our God and Father, and from our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. There are things that seem terribly complicated to a casual observer. Astrophysics, molecular biology, surgery of any sort, all those doodads and doohickeys underneath the hood of your car, the various philosophies man has come up with to understand the world, and of course we can't forget one of the most complicated things of all, the teenager. Certainly there may be all sorts of things that very well may be complicated to you, because the more that we know, the more we realize we don't know. And one of the things we, the church, however, do not want is that the Christian faith would be one of those things that is terribly complicated. The Christian faith, you see, is quite plain and quite simple. We see this articulated in the creeds of the church. God has made all things. Humans messed up God's good world. God has visited this sin-ridden world, yet still good, in his Son, Jesus Christ, that he would fix it, repairing the breach that existed between God and man. And he did this through his cross and resurrection, and gives his own Holy Spirit as a pledge, a down payment, a guarantee through the ministry of the church that he is indeed making all things new in Jesus Christ. God makes, God saves, God makes holy. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It's all quite plain and simple. I hasten to add, the Christian faith is also deep and profound. Our pastor's reflection in the weekly newsletter tries to portray that very thing, the beautifully simple yet deep faith we have. The early church fathers, men like Justin Martyr, Irenaeus, and St. Augustine, they showed how deep and rich the Christian faith was and is. These men of old knew the faith they confessed before their enemies, the faith they articulated before the various false philosophies of their age was the same faith that they would profess with their brothers and sisters in Christ that surrounded them, whether they were literate or not. The faith was caught and heard by this flock of the Lord. Whether they had PhDs or GEDs or had little educational training at all. Now, Jesus would get accused from time to time of being not very plain and very simple. We see that in our passage for today. If you are the Christ, tell us plainly, they say. So there is Jesus. He's once again in Jerusalem. This time during the celebration of the Feast of Dedication, what we now call Hanukkah. This feast would be kind of like our 4th of July festival, a celebration of independence. Word is out that Jesus has miraculous power, healing various sicknesses, helping the lame to walk, restoring the vision of a man born blind, something he did in Jerusalem just 6 or 7 months before. So Jesus had been clearly showing this world and the Jewish leaders who he is and saying who he was. He is showing them that he is exactly who he says he is and that he is doing all these things to prove that. That he is the Son of the Father. He is the bread of life. He is the light of the world. He is the door. He is the good shepherd. He is the great I Am, God in human flesh, who has come to this world bringing mercy. But that isn't enough. These Jewish leaders want to know if Jesus is the Christ, the Messiah. They want to know this because for them, the Christ, the Messiah, was simply a political figure. And that's all they cared about on this Jewish Independence Day. Would Jesus be the one who would free them from Rome? That's all they cared about. Their own political aspirations and the political aspirations of Jesus. They wanted Jesus to be the next Judas Maccabeus, a hammer that would raise an army to kick out the Romans. And because this is what they wanted, Jesus wasn't so plain and simple to them. Jesus was downright confusing. So we can learn from Jesus' response to these ancient Jews that he is quite plain and simple. It's just like what Jesus says. The works that I do, he says, in my Father's name bear witness about me, but you do not believe because you are not my sheep. You see, the Christian faith, while deeper than the Mariana Trench, is quite simple if you take Jesus at his word and look at what he does, especially through the mission and the ministry of the church. Either you believe what he does and believe what he says, stand in awe and wonder of what he makes possible in this dying age, or you remain unmoved, a detached observer, and nothing more. It would be like going to Lambeau Field for the first time, or the Cave of the Mounds, or the Grand Canyon, or maybe even Wall Drugstore in South Dakota, and you didn't bother to get any bumper stickers or mugs or magnets to show that you've been there because you were unmoved by this place. Of course, no one in their right mind would do that. When you go to these places, you get something to remember that you've been there, that you've done that. But if you have a teenager in your family, they might make things a bit more complicated. Because there you are, pulling into the parking lot of Wall Drug in South Dakota. And they're completely and utterly unmoved. What's the big deal about this place, they say? They have their headphones on, they're chewing bubblegum, they come out of the car, they're looking up at the sky with their sunglasses on, even though it's very, very cloudy. Their arms are crossed and they're just totally underwhelmed and they don't appreciate at all what is right before them. And so you say to this kid, well, get over there by your brothers, go over there by your sisters, go by your mom, go by your dad. You're a part of this family, aren't you? And so what's so plain and so simple to mom or to dad or the other people in the family is unbearably complicated by the teenager. And God willing, that teenager, that little sheep with a big attitude, will hear the voice and follow. And when they smile and their photo is taken, you can say to them, hopefully with joy, not with sarcasm, well, I'm so glad that you've decided to become a part of this family once again. So listen again what the Savior says. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. It's simple. To know Jesus, to follow Jesus, is to hear his voice and to take him at his word. The first proclamation that Jesus made was very clear. Repent. The kingdom of God is at hand, is right here before you. The problem is, of course, that we think it can't be that simple. It can't be that easy to understand. It can't be that clear. We can easily all be like teenagers and make a simple thing so terribly complicated. When Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life, no one comes to the Father except through me, others imagine that Jesus can be possibly so limited in what he has to say in view of the world's religions. What if those other people don't know who Jesus is and they don't have a chance to hear his voice and follow him? Well, then we say, let's send somebody there that they may hear Jesus is the Savior, the Christ. And then he has come to bring salvation to them as well. When Jesus says in another place, I have come into the world as light so that whoever believes in me may not remain in darkness. Well, says the skeptic or unbeliever, I can see just fine. How can I be in darkness? Well, because Jesus says you are. The one who died and rose again says, apart from faith in him, you walk in darkness. The one who died and rose again says, apart from him, you can do nothing. The one who died and rose again says, eat this bread and drink this wine, what we call the Lord's Supper, because it is also his body and also his blood given for you for the forgiveness of sin. How can that be so? Because he says so, because it is. He says it is, and so therefore it must be so. The one who died and rose again says that if you are his sheep, you will hear his voice and you will follow him. It's all quite plain and simple. And if he says that you are his sheep, and you are listening to his voice right now, well, who are we to argue with him? People of God, the great joy of the Christian faith is that it summons everyone to the feet and the feast of the Lamb. Those who have a high IQ and those who don't even know or care what IQ even means. It is a plain and simple and also wonderfully deep and rich faith. And while it may not be as complicated as the teenager, it is the very truth and reality of the God who speaks to you, his sheep, through his word and sacraments, through his holy church, that you might listen to your good shepherd again and again and again, follow him with joy, obediently doing what he asks of you, the most important of which being that you simply believe, that you believe he is who he says he is, and that he will never lead you astray. And may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen.
Standing in the glorious light of the resurrection, let us pray. Almighty and most merciful God, you created your church to be the mother of faith. So fill her voice with your own power, that wherever she may speak across the world, faith may bloom and love follow. O Lord of life, dear Father, we pray for this nation in which you have set us. And we ask your blessing to rest upon the seed time and the harvest, the labor and the culture of this nation. We especially pray for all the mothers of our country, for those who are expecting, and for those who raise children. Bring all children, born and unborn, to the fullness of life. O Lord of life, look with compassion upon all the daughters of your church, those who live singly, those in the married estate, and all women who seek to serve you. Grant them, O Lord, the joy of your Holy Spirit. O Lord of life, we pray, dear Father, for those who have asked for our prayers, for Craig, Avery, and Deborah, for Barb, Deborah, and Mike, for Jeff, for Brenda, for all of Zion's homebound members, and for Marlene. Grant them health and sustain them with your word of truth. O Lord of life,
hear our prayer.
Lead us, O God, by your holy word, that we, as sheep to their shepherd, might follow you in paths that lead to the green pastures of eternal life. O Lord of life,
hear our prayer.
Strengthen all shepherds of your church, and especially those who guide the young, that their work would be your own work of ministry and healing. O Lord of life,
hear our prayer.
Hear our prayers for the sake of Jesus Christ, our crucified and risen Savior.
In preparation for the Blessed Sacrament of Holy Communion, the Sunday School Choir will sing the offertory, I Am Jesus' Little Lamb, by Henrietta L. von Hain.
Thank you. Let us pray. Living God, in Christ you will raise us up from death to eternal life. Send the Holy Spirit into our hearts, that we may be sorrow of the Lord of a living faith, as he comes to us in the body and blood. Amen.
Thank you.
During the distribution, the congregation will sing Have No Fear, Little Flock, number 735 in the Lutheran Service Book, and God's Own Child, I Gladly Say It, number 594 in the Lutheran Service Book. The recessional hymn is Thine is the Glory, number 145 in the Lutheran Book of Worship. The postlude will be Christ the Lord is Risen Today by Albert L. Travis. Please join us at this same time next Sunday morning. Worship services at Zion Lutheran Church are Sunday mornings at 9 and 11 a.m. and Saturday evenings at 5:15 p.m. Check us out on Facebook for live streamed events or visit our website www.zionlutheranwausau.com. Zion has been broadcasting on this radio station each Sunday morning for 85 years, and the Wausau Lutheran Hour continues to bring you the saving gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. We welcome your letters and your comments. Our address is Zion Lutheran Church, 709 North 6th Street, Wausau, Wisconsin, 54403. And now, may our Savior, Jesus Christ, be with you and grant you a joyful and blessed week.
You have given